This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
Hello and welcome to Thoughts in the Open. My name is Zoe, and on this show, I talk about all of the arts, including meditation and mindfulness. Hi, today I'll be introducing my book, Shallow Springs. Shallow Springs is about a toilless adventure where five girls travel through the forest, finding out that they can speak to animals, control the elements, earth, air, fire, water, and that there's dark magic still to be explored. Today I'll also be reading my book and singing maybe a song from the play. So, Chapter 1, More Than Welcome. Clover, Grace, and Gracie, and Juniper are the best of friends, especially Gracie and Clover. Juniper is more of a loner than a friendly person, but it can sometimes be the other way around if you're lucky. Gracie is a little brown-haired girl who lives on the farm and is impossible to hate. Clover is known as the young actress who lives down the street and has autumn brown hair and the goldest golden eyes. The Academy's library is open every day for as many hours as suggested. Scarlet would meet them there if she could, especially if Fox is there. Fox and Scarlet are best friends. Rebecca joins them if she can, but usually meets it late. So, Clover, what did you come up with for today? Gracie glances over at Clover. I was thinking we could name him Jaden. Juniper stares at Gracie with a look of approval. Then Gracie slowly walks over to Clover and tells her, sure, I guess we can make that work. Clover jumps back. It's Scarlet and Rebecca. Come on. The girls rush out of the library. Hi, Fox, Gracie mumbles. Juniper looks at him with an exclamatory expression. Come on, spit it out, Junie, he says. Okay, well, we have a name for the calf. Jaden. He nods and smiles at her. She blushes. Well, I think we better get going. Clover pulls Gracie to the side and says, I think Juniper likes him. Gracie gulps and whispers towards Juniper, come over here. Juniper slowly inches away from Fox and comes towards Gracie's calling. All right, what now, you? Gracie burps loudly to commence silence. Grace! Gracie pulls out her notebook and flips through to a random page. This. We're going to visit Victoria Creek. Juniper glares over at Clover. Swishing her hair and making a pose, Clover walks away. Later that day, Scarlet and Rebecca drove to Gracie's house to meet Jane the calf. Welcome to Gracie's barn, a young man greets the two girls and then announces his name. I am Jesse Claven, also known as Gracie's older brother. I'm sure she's told you about me. Scarlet stared at him blankly while deep inside her stomach filled with butterflies. Me and Rebecca are here to meet Jaden. Scarlet stuttered while Rebecca giggled hysterically. Jaden, right. He was about to finish his sentence when Gracie's tumbled down the stairs. Jesse rushed to help her get up as Clover and Juniper joined the two people waiting. Okay, so Jaden? Rebecca repeated. Gracie led them to a small corner where a little black and white figure lay. Isn't he precious? Gracie looked up at Jesse angrily and said, you can go now. In a very monotone voice. Rebecca invited the girls to go to the town's eel plaza once they had finished cuddling and cooing over Jane the calf. And so they did. Honestly, I think that it's useless even trying to enter the talent show, Gracie. Juniper agreed with Clover's statement. Why? Gracie had tears welling up in her eyes. Well, Lexi and Ivy and Paisley are going to be there. Clover had pointed out the obvious at that point. But I'm Gracie Claven! And I'm Juniper Andrews. And I'm Clover Gregory. And I'm Scarlet Turner. And I'm Rebecca Thompson. And I'm Tucker Lawrence. And I'm Arthur Lawrence. Two boys popped out from behind them and came towards their group. What lovely hair you have, girls! Tucker walked up to Scarlet and Rebecca, pointing at Scarlet's long blonde hair, and then Rebecca's long, pale brown hair. Gracie pulled up in front of him and questioned him thoroughly. Okay, mister, what's your business? Arthur apologized and tried reasoning with her. Oh, sorry, we just wanted some people to hang out with. Can we join you guys? Clover looked at Juniper. Sure, I guess that's okay. Gracie anxiously steps away. Are you sure we should let these guys join us? Juniper walks up to Scarlet. You're good at figuring things out. Why don't you go ask them why they're here? Scarlet blushes. Oh, I can't possibly do that. Sorry. Juniper rolls her eyes and sighs. Fox walks past with his red Rottweiler. Friendly seem like he has ants in his pants. Fox laughs heartily as Friendly gives a low whine. Scarlet walks up to Friendly, giving him the most loving ear scratches of all time, and soon enough, as expected, Gracie joins the three. Importance is the key, Fox exclaims. What do you mean? Juniper asks. Well, you were talking about popularity levels, right? Juniper smirks. You weren't? Fox sighs. I got it wrong again, didn't I? Juniper blushes madly. He's so cute, she whispers into Gracie's ear. Gracie sighs. Sunshine is always brighter when you're standing there with a gleam in your eyes. The white rose is always whiter when you're over there. Wanna be like, wanna see. See the rainbow above my head because the sun shines always brighter when you're standing there with a gleam in your eyes. The white rose is always whiter when you're over there. So tune to my favorite song. The one in love and loss. Smile on a really good day. Because the sunshine is always brighter when you're standing there with a gleam in your eyes. The white rose is always whiter when you're over there. It's never shown. Juniper's best friends, dog friends, are Aura, a black Labrador retriever, Vida, a German shepherd, and Bear, the brown Labrador. She walks them every day, one by one, of course. Sometimes she stops to chat with Clover in the nearby lagoon for dogs called Ardenville's Lagoon. Ardenville, that is, the town that they live in. Bear and Clover are best buds, and Clover can't get enough of his sweet, chubby face. Music cries out of Clover's headphones and into her ears as she goes for her daily jog. Clover hums to the classic tune, beat and drum. Oh, girls just want to have fun. They just wanna. Clover sings until her older brother shouts at her, "What's that hideous sound?" Clover gets the message but chooses to ignore it and plays one of her absolute favorites. Better when I'm dancing, yeah. She sings as loud as she can to block out the sound of reality and to enter the world of music, theatre, and dancing. Gracie's side of the story is getting onto a small boat of Jessie's and revving up the engine to create the motion of the boat needs to move. Hey, Gracie! Arthur comes up from behind her with papers in his arms to give to her. Juniper told me to give this to you. He hands her a note that says, "Sorry, I'll meet you at Victoria Creek soon. Got some business to handle." Literally. Okay, hey, Gracie sputters words out before she can sort through them. Arthur, I really like you, and do you think we could be friends? She gasps and covers her mouth, immediately sailing away not to look back. She chokes on her own breath. Did I just say that? Staring at the water as the sun shimmers down in the waves, creating a golden mist, thinking of her favorite TV series. I'm no ordinary girl from the deep blue underworld. Gracie makes it there in 20 minutes flat. She pulls the boat up to the shore and sees Clover there waiting for her. My cousins arrived today. Clover smiled. Who are they? Gracie made her way up the beach of Victoria Creek and into the dense forest. The names are Astrid and Nina. They're German, like me. Gracie laughs. Clover constantly talks about her origin and family history. I know that. Clover saddens, although I might have to give up acting. Gracie stops laughing and frowns. How come? Well, Aunt Lindsay's refused to let me join Nina's theater club, especially because they're creating a mini movie now. I just don't get it. Gracie shakes her head furiously. She is hiding something. Suddenly, a rumble in the ground arises, and the girls jump in fear. Then a bird frantically flies away as the girls run to see the commotion. Juniper washes up on the shore, and a few minutes later, the girls are still curious. What are you looking for? Juniper asks. Oh, a bird flew out of this giant oak tree and a few minutes ago, in a flash. Juniper thinks for a little while, and then says, it was probably just normal, you know, regular.
Oh, I'm just going to get some worms, Mother,
she says, adding her hand signals as well as the silly voice. Clover jumps up on a rock. No, it wasn't normal, in fact. The bird looked startled, and I felt a rumble, too. Gracie lifts her head up to the sky and says, never mind. Juniper's probably right anyways, Clover. But let's dig deeper and actually head over to the creek now. Juniper follows Gracie into the woods up ahead. Trekking through the thick ivy, the girls spot a small pond by a log. Let's just rest here for now. Clover beckons towards the log and Juniper obeys. Gracie! Juniper drags Gracie with her and finally plops down. Something doesn't feel right. She scratches the log while clenching her fists. A few minutes later, the girls decide to head back towards the boat and bail to shore. That was fun, or at least to me it was, Juniper giggles as Gracie chatters in the cold. Jessie's gonna be worried about me. Clover rolls her eyes and Juniper giggles once more, obviously in a glorious mood. As soon as Gracie hops off the boat, Jessie comes bouncing over and hugs her tight. Yes, yes, Gracie says while hugging him back. I didn't say anything, he replies. Now you have. Bill! Juniper scrambles out of the boat before being greeted by a loving sloppy kiss. Friendly comes waddling over with Fox trailing behind him. So you trust him enough to let him go on his own? Fox does a giant smile and says, why not? Juniper giggles and takes Bear's leash out of Fox's hands. Midway, she pauses and feels the warmth of his gentle hands. Come on, Junie! Gracie snickers as she plots in her mind a plan to open up Juniper and let her tell them everything. Clover's mind looms over the same subject, although Fox seemed clear on the crime of loving Juniper.
Days goodbye.
Passed on, and the girls were begging Jesse to let them onto his boat. Just for one more trip out to Victoria Creek! Gracie yelps at Jesse, and he pinches her hard on her forearm. Yikes! What was that for? Jesse rolls his eyes and says, oh, just maybe for constantly asking me to use my boat. Clover glares at him and says, that's it. We'll just have to, take the bus. No, not the bus! Jesse leaps forward and grabs Clover by the shoulders, looking her straight in the eyes as he gasps. I wouldn't want you, I mean all of you, to get hurt. What if a stranger caught you? Clover freezes up, but blushes a bright crimson red. So, can we use your boat? Juniper's voice bounced from high to low as she spoke. Jesse thinks for a moment and then says, okay, but promise me you'll not go on the bus for the rest of the year. Gracie laughs and says, what a strange deal. I accept. When the girls decide to leave the next day, a certain someone asks what they're doing. Oh, hi, Scarlet, Rebecca. Would you like to join us? Clover beckons towards the boat, hoping they'll accept the invitation. Of course. Scarlet hops into the boat and helps Rebecca in as well. Look what I found in Charlotte and David's boxes. These are my old baby photos. Juniper closely examines them. Shortly after reading the writing at the bottom, she states, who are they? Scarlet sighs and says, they're my real mum and dad. I'm adopted, you see. When I was little, me and Rebecca were great friends. Our parents trusted each other immensely. One day my dad fell ill and mum gave me to Rebecca's parents while he was still contagious. A few days later, mum forgot to put a mask on before entering his room. He coughed on her, and she caught it. In the hospital, Mum asked the nurse to bring Rebecca's parents in at once. Yes, ma'am, was all the nurse said before scurrying away into the busy hall. While the nurse was away, Dad succumbed to his illness, and minutes later, so did Mum. The nurse already knew what to do with me, so when we all arrived, she explained everything. I wept for hours. Scarlet brushes a tear off of her cheek and watches it splash lightly against the surface of the water. It was so silent that you could hear the tear splash. By that time, the girls had rowed the boat onto the shore and dug their toes into the sand. Rebecca cautiously steps onto the gold silk sand while Rebecca runs into the forest. Follow me, she shouts. I love it here, don't you? Scarlet disappears into a wall of vines. The others join her. Suddenly, a big brown figure appears in front of Gracie out of the blue. Hello? She looks up to see a big brown fluffy face peering down at her from above. Her only reply is a huge bellowing roar which shakes the whole island. Help! Bear! Gracie scrambles through the vines and once again cries for help. Scarlet hears her and sprints like lightning to the scene. Just a few meters away from the bear are two adorable bear cubs waiting for their mother to return. A sow! Scarlet gasps. Hey, bear! She leaps in front of Gracie. We aren't going to hurt you or your babies, so back off! Her necklace glows a radiant red, and the bear stops short in her tracks before lowering back down in her four giant paws. And walking towards Scarlet. Scarlet stands still as a statue and waits for her fate. Hello, the bear says. Gracie gasps. Did you just...
Yeah.
By the way, I'm Ari. And these two lovelies here are Coda and Athena. Scarlet grins. Hello. Nice to meet you. The girls and the bears get to know each other, and the bears explain everything. Have you ever heard the fairy tale, or so? All the girls say yes, and Ari gasps. Scarlet, you're Princess Belle's second daughter. Scarlet looks at Rebecca and her face grows pale.
What?
Princess Belle had her first daughter, Jolie, who turned out to be a beast like her father once was. As much as she loved you, she gave you to Agathy because Jolie needed a lot of care. Did I have a different name?
No.
Any of us stranger different? Rebecca asks. Ari laughs and says, there is a lot you all need to learn. First of all, Snow White lived here. She had a daughter called Gracie.
But I'm Gracie!
Gracie squeals.
I'm a princess!
Rebecca sighs and Juniper copies.
What about us? Juniper asks.
Oh, don't you girls worry. Earth, air, fire and water can be controlled by 5 girls, each with a living substance. Earth's plants can speak and move and come alive! Ari claps her hands and all of the trees and mushrooms and plants hop out of their spaces to come and meet the girls. Neptune, Shadow, Lemon, these girls are the chosen ones. The 3 mushrooms bow down at the girls' feet.
You see, all you girls can talk to animals and creatures, and you all control your own element. And you all have your own little species. You see, water has mermaids. Juniper, that's for you. Earth has plants and nymphs. Scarlet, that's for you. Air has dragons. That's for you, Gracie. And Rebecca, fire has embers, invincible creatures that can survive in any source.
You can also turn into them.
Juniper gasps. Best day ever!
Clover comes out from in the bushes and goes, what's going on? The girls decide to explain everything immediately.
What am I then? A sorcerer?
You're in control of all dark magic.
That's it for today. Thank you for listening. Make sure to tune in to my fortnightly broadcasts, Friday at 3 p.m. I'd like to thank my sponsor, Zigzag NZ.
If you think my topics and facts are way out there, you should see where Zigzag Tours go. Epic adventures across every inch of New Zealand and the sponsors of this show. So make sure to check out zigzagnz.com.
Adios!
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.